This morning, we have a guest joining us here on the phone. We're going to talk a little bit about a tree care workshop coming up, give folks an opportunity to learn a little bit more about how to care for those trees, whether they're in the backyard or the back 40. Sarah Bell is with us here this morning. She's district forester for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and she'll be helping to coordinate and put on that event coming up here on the 23rd in Atlantic. Sarah, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. More importantly, how are the trees?
Well, with the drought, some of them are having a little bit of a hard time, but hopefully this workshop can help people work with what they got.
You know, I'm sure you have a lot of standard information when it comes to some of those tree care issues, but does some of that change because of the conditions?
Definitely, yep. We're always having to evaluate based on current weather conditions and all the upcoming pests and diseases and things like that, so definitely, we have to take into consideration what's going on at the moment when we're taking care of our trees.
Yeah, 100%. And a little bit about some of those issues, too. We've been talking a lot over the last, unfortunately, several years about the ash borer that's been causing problems when so many ash trees have been taken down here around the region over the last few years. There are still more mm-hmm. to deal with, but you'll be providing some specific information about that issue.
Yeah, I'll be talking about just the basics of emerald ash borer a little bit, the life cycle, ash tree identification, and how to tell if your tree has signs and symptoms. And I know it's pretty prevalent in Cass County, so most folks are aware of that already. But we'll talk about treatment options and then just how to select species for replanting and things like that.
Yeah, and just so folks know ahead of time, are these types of issues with regard to the ash borer, and if the trees have to go, just flat have to go, is that something that we can understand and we can identify? Do we need professionals to help us with that?
Professionals definitely help. An arborist or a tree service can help a landowner decide if a tree should stay and be treated or if it should go. But I think after this workshop, folks might have a better idea on how to make that call themselves so they don't have to have a service come out. People are also welcome to send me photos of trees, or if I happen to be in the area, I'm happy to swing by and take a look in person. But yeah, usually we can make that call, especially when the leaves are on and we can tell just how sick that tree is.
Yeah, this time of the year, some folks look at it and think, well, they're not budding yet, so it might be a good
yep.
time of the year to do some trimming. But that's not true with all tree species, right?
Yeah, actually, with the warm spring we've been having, normally we would be able to be trimming up until about this week or so, but they've actually, our forest health specialist, T-Bone Seeley, has actually detected some of the vectors for oak wilt in his traps in southeast Iowa. We do have the potential for oak wilt to be active, and so it is time to stop trimming oaks now. And just to err on the side of caution, I probably would hang on for pruning all of the other species until this coming fall.
So we can do some real damage to some of those trees we love if we jump right at it right now?
It is possible, yeah. The sap is flowing right now, and when sap's flowing, it has the potential to attract insects when we wound the trees through pruning, and that is how some diseases spread, funguses and things like that. So it's always best to err on the side of caution there.
Yeah, we talk about trees as a renewable resource because we can obviously plant more, but it takes a while before you get a chance to really enjoy them.
Yes, definitely. Everybody wants that perfect tree that grows fast and looks pretty and lives a long time. But ultimately, if we want a tree that lasts a long time, we're going to have to go for some of those slower growing species. And one of the things we'll talk about in this workshop is the importance of diversity right now with all these different weather conditions, pests, diseases, you name it. It's so important to plant diverse right now, plant all the different species that we can, and not just stick to one so that when the next thing comes through, we still have something left.
Sure. Well, of course, people like you have lots of knowledge there. People like me, not so much. We like trees. We don't know that much about the differences and how they'll, we can't necessarily always picture in our minds what it will look like once we plant those in the area that we want, whether it's for shade or it's for windbreaks or for looks and things too. But
yeah.
You can help us with those things.
Definitely, yep. And the DNR and Iowa State Extension has a bunch of different resources that help folks select trees. And I will be bringing some of those publications with me, but people can find them online, too. But yeah, that's what the foresters are here for, and ISU Extension, and we're happy to help folks talk about what they want and then help them pick a native species to suit their needs.
Yeah. Do you sometimes see people that have made some mistakes in the type of trees they chose to plant for certain areas?
I see it all the time, and I even see problems where we used to tell folks to plant a certain species that now we know we can't. For example, ash and things like American elm that have been pretty much wiped out by previous pests and diseases. So, yeah, I see it all the time, especially in windbreaks when folks will plant a whole row of one type of tree and then something will come in that wipes out that specific species, and before they know it, they're missing an entire row in their windbreak. And it happens a lot in yard trees. People will find all kinds of cultivars and species at a nursery that might not do so well on their specific soil type or in western Iowa, and so those trees will exhibit symptoms, you know, that they might be pretty stressed out. So it does provide a good opportunity for me to learn what's going on with a tree based on the symptoms it's showing. So there's a silver lining there.
Well, and it's one thing to plant a tree and fail. It's another thing to plant dozens and dozens and dozens of them and fail from a cost standpoint and a practicality standpoint too. But we do have a lot of communities. Atlantic is one of them that love the fact that they're a tree city, that they've a lot of the community planning has gone on with trees in mind. And now we've seen some of that have to disappear because of the elm and the ash issues. So, you know, a lot of folks are looking to replenish right now.
Yeah, Atlantic has been a proactive city. I know they have a longer history with the previous forester before I showed up, but I've met with some of the, like, Atlantic, I think it was the municipal department, and they were super proactive about taking care of their ash trees and planting some new trees. So, yeah, hopefully through this workshop, landowners can take away some things to keep in mind about planting on their own property, whether it's on a small individual tree scale or on a bigger scale. You know, if enough folks are taking things into consideration, it does have a much wider impact on the community as a whole.
Well, very good. Well, I want to let folks know, too, that when this session comes up on March 23rd, this will be an event that will be going on at the Cass County Community Center on the fairgrounds in Atlantic. It's convenient that you're on the fairgrounds because it's not just going to be a sit down and listen to Sarah tell us all these things. You're going to actually get out and show them.
Yes. Yeah, that's my favorite way to learn. So we will take a walk around the fairgrounds and see what we can find. I think we'll be able to talk about pruning, maybe find some trees that have common issues going on that we can look at, talk about. So, yeah, I think it'll be a nice walk. Hopefully the weather plays well that day, but it has been so far this spring.
Yeah, hopefully the weather's nice for that. What are there some common mistakes we make that are things that we don't identify that can cause problems for us?
Yeah, you know, all the way from the very beginning before a tree even goes in the ground is where there's potential to make mistakes. Just something as simple as selecting the right species for the right spot has a big difference on the health of a tree over time. And beyond picking the tree, there's plenty of room for mistakes when it comes to planting the tree, and we'll talk about that too in my presentation. But just things like planting it too deep or too shallow can have long-term effects on the tree. And then all the way through the life of the tree, from pruning to you know, the location that the tree was put, There's plenty of room for error there, but fortunately, if people are planting native and going for native diversity, I think they'll find that trees can be a little more forgiving to some of those more minor mistakes. So,
well, it's funny. We talk about taking care of the trees on our property, and many of the trees on our property might outlast us.
Right. Forestry is one of those things where you're having to think far beyond yourself because the timeline of trees is a lot longer and slower than ours.
That's very true. Again, this workshop is coming up. It's Saturday, March 23rd. It's from 1 to 4 in the afternoon at the Cass County Community Center on the fairgrounds. Now, there is a cost to attend. It's a $10 fee to attend. It's a reasonable fee, and it's open to anyone who would like to participate. So with the fee, Sarah, I assume there'll be some take-home materials?
Yep, I'll be bringing some publications for folks that they should find useful. And I imagine that Kate Olson might be bringing some stuff, too, from the Extension office.
100%. Very good. So if you'd like to know more or to sign up, you can call the Extension office. 712-243-1132 is the number. You can also visit them online at their website, extension.iastate.edu/CAS. And again, they'd like you to pre-register by Thursday, March 21st. That way they make sure there'll be enough materials for folks there. And they told me, too, there'll be some light refreshments for you there, too. So if we make you go on a little bit of a hike, don't worry, we'll take care of you that way as well. Very good. Sarah Bell has been with us this morning. She's district forester for the Iowa DNR, and she'll be providing all this great information for us at the Tree Care Workshop on March 23rd. Sarah, thanks for the time. They'll learn a whole lot more by coming out that day. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Jim. Appreciate talking with you.